Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We've been ministering on a message I've entitled Conquering Fear. And as children of God, we need every day, because every day there are going to be tests and trials and battles, we need to affirm who Christ is in us and what He has done for us through the new covenant. In every area of our lives, we need to affirm that. What does it mean to affirm? It means to declare positively or firmly, to maintain something to be true, to ratify or confirm. And as we do that, we begin to ratify God's Word in our lives, to give formal sanction to approve, to make valid. Oh, beloved, we have the most glorious privilege of any people ever born as children of God. We are children of the King. We have the right and the privilege provided and given to us by Jesus to ask anything in His name, and it will be given to us. Of course, we have to ask according to His will. That's why we take the whole counsel of God. If we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us, and we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. Jesus said, "And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you may ask in my name, presenting all I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, presenting all I am." John 16:24 states, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." The Amplified translation says it like this: "Up to this time, you've not asked a single thing in my name, that is, presenting all I am, but now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, so that your joy, your gladness, delight may be full and complete." That's John 16:24. The sixth verse of Philemon states, "And I pray that the participation in and sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto His glory." Beloved, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably heard countless messages, you've read these scriptures over and over, you've heard preaching, you've read books, pamphlets, and it's one thing to intellectually agree with and understand and appreciate what the Word tells us, but it's another thing, as you've perhaps also heard, to get it way down deep inside of us, that we know that we know that we know. Just like the assurance of salvation, you know that you fall short many times. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but you know that God has done a work in your life. You know that you're saved, and no matter what kind of arguments or language or eloquence could be used against you, nothing would convince you to the contrary, because you know what God has done in your life. And we have to understand that our confession, the things we say we believe, and as well as our life, must totally agree with the Word of God. Now, we will always be tested and go through trials and temptations in this earthly realm, but it's not a sin to be tested. Jesus was tested. He, remember after his 40-day fast, he went through those temptations in the wilderness, 40 days. The enemy tested him. And then, of course, those three tests that were recorded in the Gospels. But it's not a sin to be tempted, to be tested, to feel anxiety or stress. But it's once we realize that's in operation, it's what we do about them. There may be mistakes in your past, or sins, or failures, or fears, unbelief. All of that will be forgiven. We have God's promise that He's faithful and He's just to hear us and forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We should go to God and ask Him to wipe the slate clean, so to speak, and to make our confession sure and affirmative. In fact, why don't we do that right now? Some of those of you who are listening and you've had real struggles in this area, and you just feel that you're just, instead of going forward, it feel like you've gone backward. It's like spiritually you're just descending into a spiral of discouragement and depression, and you just feel overwhelmed. You feel anything but an overcomer or a conqueror. But you know what, beloved? Those are all lies of the evil one. So let's pray. If you're struggling with fears and all the tormenting things that the enemy could bring, Father, we come right now in prayer. And Lord, we thank You that all the fears, all the failures, all the sin of our past life, Father, we thank You that as we come to You with fullness of heart and surrender of our lives and repentance, that You are faithful to cleanse us from every sin. You will enable us, Lord, to walk in sweet fellowship with You. And Father, right now, those who love You with all of their hearts, they're battling some just terrible stress and anxieties. One woman has heard some really unpleasant news and unhappy news from the doctor. Others have heard some really distressing news about loved ones. Another one, your daughter, has shared some things with you that have just really upset you. Father, we come and cast every care, every anxiety upon You because You care for us. Lord, I thank You right now for the very peace of Almighty God to begin to flood their souls and spirits. Father, I thank You for Your cleansing blood. I thank You, Lord, that You have not given us a spirit of fear, but Lord, we affirm and declare that You've given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I release, Father, the peace of God. I release the love of God that casts out every form of fear. There's no fear in perfect love. And so, Father, You are that love. Flood their hearts now with that love that they know that regardless of what the situation is, whatever distressing thing in their own life or in those they care about, that You are in charge and that You are a God who hears and answers prayer. Father, I praise You and I thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursues them, but the uncompromisingly righteous are as bold as a lion." Praise God. Let me just share some wonderful promises from the Word of God. Psalm 33:18. "Behold, the Lord's eye is upon those who fear Him, who revere and worship Him with awe, who wait for Him and hope in His mercy and loving kindness." Why? Why, as we do this, this is what the Lord will do. Verse 19, "to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in famine." Praise God. "Our inner selves wait earnestly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in Him does our heart rejoice, because we have trusted, relied on, and been confident in His holy name." Praise God. And then Psalm 34:7, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, who revere and worship Him with awe, and each of them He delivers." You see, as we have a reverential fear of God and worship Him with the awe that is due Him, then He delivers us from every work of the enemy. He delivers us from the fears that can so beset us. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:17 says, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distress and troubles. Well, how comprehensive is that? These are wonderful passages to stand on. I'll read, in case you want to jot this down, Psalm 33:18, Psalm 34:7, and 17. And then, of course, that beautiful 23rd Psalm, the Good Shepherd Psalm, if you will. David said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And then God gives yet another promise to those who will fear the Lord. Psalm 128:4 says, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord." Beloved, as a child of God, you have the right to live in peace and confidence in Christ. So many Christians are shackled by a spirit of fear that paralyzes them, making them non-productive for God. And the effect it has, it makes them unhappy, disquieted, ineffective in their relationship with others. They're not pleasant to be around because they're miserable. But God, look how God wants us to be: full of faith, not full of anxiety. That's His desire for you. He wants you to know that that's His will for you, and so that you need to combat stress and anxiety and fear, the kinds of nagging things the enemy would bring. Resist it. Resist the enemy. Be submitted to God. Resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. Use the Word of God that I've been sharing with you as a sort of a spirit, and know that God will hear your prayer, and the enemy also will flee in terror, as the Word declares. Praise God. Well, there's yet a little bit more I'd like to share, and perhaps we can conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in. If at any point you miss a broadcast or want to rehear, I just invite you to tune into the website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen clicking on the broadcast at any time at your convenience. Praise God. But in the moments that remain, I do want to let you know, radio family, that I pray for you every day. My UCM partners, those who are able to listen by internet or by radio, I thank you so much for your prayerful support. I could never do this alone. I'm where I'm at because of the prayers of the faithful ones of God's people, as well as God's faithfulness. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.